Hello.
Hi there, good morning. This is Ia from Local Splash. I may speak with Gregory.
Yeah, this is Gregory. How are you doing?
Hey, Gregory, I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Hi, it's really good to hear. And oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. I just want to wait till, do you know, have my account pulled up, or I just wanted to ask a few questions, if that's okay.
Yes, I do have your account pulled up. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. The first thing is I wanted to just make sure that, put my earphone, you can hear me now. I wanted to make sure that we know that my business is not tile or hardwood. It's just epoxy coatings. And so that's one thing. So anywhere on the website or anywhere on Facebook, it's all about specialty coatings. Epoxy and polyaspartic. Okay.
We received actually your SMS regarding that, Gregory, so that's what we're working on right now to make the correction, so I apologize. Sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
No problem. No, it's cool. I just figured I would give you the input. The next thing is I texted some details. So my original website is epoxysurfaceprofessionals.com, and when I signed up, I didn't have the correct information for you guys to basically go in and change that up. Yeah, so we got a new domain, which the Epoxy Surface Pros CA, which I like better.
Yeah.
It's good.
Okay.
And I texted over the original information because the company did it, finally got back to me. And I just wanted to know, can you just take the original website down? Just can you remove it? Because I don't know how to do that.
Yeah. So just wanted to confirm, this is from GoDaddy, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So here, I'm going to go ahead and also send this to our web team, Gregory, because it has something to do with a DNS record. Did you originally have like a content to it, or that was the first time that someone set up the website and uploaded it, or basically used that domain to publish the website?
It's been a while ago. I bought the domain epoxysurfaceprofessionals.com, and then I had a company who does websites and search engine optimization. I had them manage it, and they created a new website. So right now, as I sit here, if you type in the old one and the new one, they both come up, and I just want the old one to go away, because I have other social media, and I want to update the new website, and I don't want the new domain name. I want to promote it, and I don't want people saying, "Oh, well, you got this one too," or you know what I mean? I just want there to only be one.
Yeah, it creates confusion. People think that you have different websites. So here, so I'm going to go ahead and send it, since we already have the login credentials that you sent here. Let's see what we can do. But normally, when we access the domain, we set it to default, so the content is not going to show up. Quick question, though. Are you still paying for the content, or you built it yourself?
No. It's done. I had the company that did it, and our arrangement has expired, and it's done. And so it's just out there. So, you know, I don't know. Is there a way where when someone types in epoxysurfaceprofessionals.com, it just sends them right to the new website?
That is definitely the goal. Yes. So we already have updated the Google Business Profile with the new domain. But the thing is that when I manually search for your business, the old website still is showing up on the Google Organic Search. So we'll see what we can do to have it taken down as soon as possible. But again, I'll check first with our web team, Greg, and we'll let you know. I'll go ahead and text you probably within the day if I have more updates on that, okay?
Okay, and then one last question. When I signed up, they said that like $100 of the budget every month goes to Facebook advertising. Is that going to get started as soon as possible, or when does that start?
So, yes, It is including the $100 Facebook ad budget. So we just actually created the business page and we added you as an admin. So normally for the Facebook ads content creation, that would take a few days after we create the page. So you will get notification once we have finalized the content, so at least you are aware. So it's on the process right now, and it should be released within the next couple of days, okay?
And that's for, like, the ad will be placed or no? Or
for the Facebook ads. So the business page has been created. We have added you as an admin, so you have access to it. So all you have to do is accept it from your personal account.
And then, again, the content...
Perfect then. Okay. So, the content for Facebook ads is on the process right now, and it will be released. And, again, you'll be getting a notification once it's completed. It's also going to be uploaded into your business page and the local dashboard.
Okay. So then, and then it'll just be running every day, and then will the same ad just run all the time, or you update it every now and again, or what?
For Facebook ads, it's actually not really ideal to change it every time because it goes back to its learning phase. So we do run it as much as possible. We do not recommend making changes for the next 3 weeks because again, that is a crucial stage for the ad. So if in any case we'll have to make changes, it would be after the 3 weeks period.
Makes sense. Okay, perfect. Okay, then I'll just wait to hear from you.
Okay, but here, but if in any case, Greg, once we send you the Facebook ads content, if you want to make changes, I think it would be still okay to make changes within the next couple of days. But after, let's say, a week or two, I, again, do not recommend to make changes to it. But, yeah, we will let you know once it's up and running, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right. Perfect.
Okay,
yeah, let
you.
Me work on the website changes in here and also the old website to be taken down. Thank you so much, Greg, and I'll talk
Thank
to you,
you
soon. All right, bye for now.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.